Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are looking at six ways that we can know that God loves us. And we're basing this off of Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, and such a powerful passage of scripture. And I really want to encourage you, if you missed yesterday's program, that you would check it out. But I'm going to do a quick recap here. Two of the things that we share based off of Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. The first thing we said is, even when it seems everyone else is against us, God is for us. Even when it seems everyone else is against us, God is for us. And that's based off Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say then about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Then the second way we can know that God loves us is God spared nothing to let us know his love for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says, since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Friends, be reminded of that. Easter's coming up. I've talked about it a lot yesterday, but we got to keep remembering, not just at Easter time, but all year, 365 days a year, the ultimate act of love. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I shared this story a few weeks ago, but I watched a video where Tim Tebow spoke a couple years ago, and he shared about when he played at Florida, and it was going to be the national championship game, and on the black paint that they put underneath their eyes to help the lights reflect off it, so they when they look up to the lights, they can see better. He wrote the verse, John 3:16, in white letters and numbers on the black stuff that they put underneath their eyes. And it was amazing that like a week later, the sports information director at the University of Florida told him that it was like over 50 million people. In fact, I think it was much higher, but I don't want to over-exaggerate. Maybe even as many as 80 million or something. Just something absurd. Googled that Bible verse within that 24-hour period of watching that game. So friends, those of us who have been followers of Jesus for a while, we're like, oh yeah, everybody knows John 3:16. Well, that's been several years ago, been over a decade at least, maybe 15 years by now, that Tim Tebow played in the national championship game at the University of Florida. And there was over 50 million people that did not know John 3:16. So, friends, we've just got to be reminded of that. And I need to remind some of you, because I know that the majority of people that listen to Hope is Here are followers of Jesus. And you know John 3:16, but maybe you're listening for the first time, or maybe you've been listening and you don't know that. You're just kind of checking out this Jesus thing. You're kind of on a spiritual journey. And man, I'm so glad that you're listening, or if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, just thank you so much for doing that. But to remind you that God loves you. A third reason that we can know that God loves us is no one can condemn us, even ourselves. No one can condemn us, even ourselves. In Romans chapter 8, verse 34, it says, who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Friends, isn't that so powerful to know that nobody can condemn us? And Romans chapter 8, verse 1, I share that quite often on Hope is Here, because the number one thing I've learned in doing ministry now for a little over 20 years is that people are harder on themselves than God is. Say that one more time in case somebody wasn't listening. The number one thing that I have observed and learned about hundreds of meetings, probably thousands by now in the past 20 years of meeting with people and conversations, is that people are harder on themselves than God is. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, if you're a follower of Jesus, therefore now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so, friends, you need to forgive yourself. If you made a mistake, could be, quote, a major one. I think sometimes we act like some sins are worse than others, but sin is sin. But you just need to ask God for forgiveness and then turn and walk away, you know, repent. Military term in the Bible, when you repent, you turn and walk the other way. You go the other way. And then the Bible says in the book of Psalms, as far as the east is from the west, God doesn't remember anymore. But we are all so guilty, myself included, of hitting the rewind button or the repeat button or to keep looking in the rearview mirror, whatever illustration helps you understand the point. So I want to encourage you today to forgive yourself, but to also forgive others. And remember, you forgive others not for them, but for yourself. I mean, I guess actually the main reason to do it is God says we need to forgive so that we will be forgiven, okay? But a lot of times we think we're doing somebody else a favor when we forgive them. Actually, it's more healthy for us. We don't realize that, but, you know, it's as my good friend Roy Stewart says, you know, you don't forgive somebody and you get bitterness, it's like drinking poison expecting the other person to die. Oh, man, I heard him say that several years ago, and I've never forgotten it. It's true, friends. When we have bitterness in our heart because we don't forgive somebody, it's like drinking poison but expecting them to die. So, friends, maybe you need to pause this podcast if you're listening to the podcast or you're watching on our YouTube channel. You know what? God has forgiven you. So forgive yourself and forgive somebody else. One of the things we can think about, Reverend Billy Graham said, you know, we should ask ourselves three questions before we speak. Is it true? Is it kind? And does it glorify Christ? Man, that's so good. Billy Graham said, we should ask ourselves three questions before we speak. Is it true? Is it kind? And does it glorify Christ? A fourth way that we can know that God loves us is based on Romans chapter 8, verse 34. It says that no one can condemn us because of God's love. But then I'm so thankful that it goes on to say there in verse 35 that can anything ever separate us from God's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or anything that'll separate us? No, nothing can, friends, and we know that. And verse 34 talks about that, you know, Jesus is sitting right in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. And so be reminded of that today, that God, because of what Jesus went through, Jesus sitting next to God, pleading on our behalf in Romans chapter 8, verse 34. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, let us have confidence then and approach God's throne where there is grace. There we will find mercy and find grace to help us when we need it. Hebrews 4, 16, it's such a powerful verse. Maybe you want to write that on a post-it note. Dr. Charles Stanley says, you know, we get tired, weary, and emotionally distraught, but after spending time alone with God, we find that he injects into our bodies energy, power, and strength. So, so good. Dr. Charles Stanley, we get tired, weary, and emotionally distraught, but after spending time alone with God, we find that he injects into our bodies energy, power, and strength. Friends, remember, Jesus modeled that. Several times it mentions in the Bible that the disciples were looking for him because obviously everybody wanted to see Jesus because he was performing miracles and he was teaching like no one had ever heard the authority he had in his teaching. And they couldn't find him. And he was like, hey, I was spending time with my Father. It says that Jesus drew away from the crowds. Or it says that Jesus got up early in the morning to go spend time with his heavenly Father. So friends, no, there's no substitute for spending time with God. And I have to admit, man, it can be challenging times because I have a long to-do list most every day. And I start spending my quiet time with the Lord each morning, start my cup of coffee and start drinking it. And then my to-do list, I start thinking and I want to shorten that because I'm like, God, I got things to do today. And I've always regretted when I've shortened my quiet time spending with the Lord because inevitably, if I will stay focused with him and give him that time, that 15 minutes, that 30 minutes, I've never regret that. And God helps me and just provides answers and does things in my day because he makes the rest of my 24 hours so much more efficient. And I want to encourage you by that today. And sometimes I'll even try to have a really extended quiet time and just be still and know that he is God. And I need to do that so much more often. But friends, for all of us, maybe that's what we need to do on our lunch break or coffee break. Or I know sometimes it's tough for those of you that are raising children and things, but just a few minutes just to spend time with God and reading his word and let him speak to you. A fifth way we can know that God loves us is that no matter our circumstances, there is victory. No matter our circumstances, there is victory. It says in verse 37 in Romans chapter 8, no, despite all these things, overwhelmingly, victory is ours through Christ who loves us. And, you know, friends, it goes on and says in verse 36, I don't have time to read it, but just talks about all the things that we go through, being persecuted, hungry, destitute, even being threatened with death. I mean, Paul's talking about some serious things here, but no matter what the circumstances are, there is victory. And, you know, it's one of the things I love that song, Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. I mean, you know, his blood on the cross, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Friends, there's always victory in Jesus. Dr. Tony Evans, just a phenomenal pastor in Dallas, Texas, says, peace doesn't mean that you will not have problems. Peace means that your problems will not have you. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. Dr. Tony Evans, peace doesn't mean that you will not have problems. Peace means that your problems will not have you. Dr. Billy Graham says, our world today is so desperately hungering for hope, yet uncounted people have almost given up. There is despair and hopelessness on every hand. Let us be faithful in proclaiming the hope that is in Jesus. Oh, that's so good. I mean, Billy Graham said that many years ago, and yet it is still true today, friends, that our world is desperate to know that God loves them. And we've got to proclaim the hope of Jesus every day. And maybe that's why you say, you know what, I'm going to share this program today because I know somebody that's kind of doubting that God loves them and they've lost hope. And you can go to our YouTube channel and Hope is Here. My name, Greg Horn, or go podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. You're like, well, I don't have a certain platform. Then go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. And click on the listen button. We have over 1,000 programs to choose from and help encourage somebody else to know that there's victory in Jesus. And last but not least, the sixth way we can know that God loves us is we have to be reminded that nothing can separate us from God's love. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 says, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So friends, I want to encourage you to stand on that promise today. And I want to close today with a quote from Charles Stanley. He says, oftentimes God demonstrates his faithfulness in adversity by providing for us what we need to survive. God does not change our painful circumstances sometimes. He sustains us through them. And I found that to be true in my life. God will sustain me and you through any painful circumstances in our life. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but if you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share it with somebody else. We appreciate you listening so much to Hope is Here. My name's Greg Horn, and we'll see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.